Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Mexico will begin vaccinating healthcare workers on Thursday, the day after Latin America's first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Mexico City. Mexico's foreign secretary said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments or, as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their country. Pfizer-BioNTech say they will supply the United States with an additional 100 million doses of its coronavirus vaccine as the country struggles to contain surges in infections. The drug makers said they expect to complete the delivery by the end of July in a nearly $2 billion deal with the federal government. The United States continues to lead the world in COVID-19 deaths with more than 325,000 and more than 18 million coronavirus cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. Police guided stranded European Union-bound trucks at the port of Dover towards newly installed coronavirus testing facilities on Wednesday after France relaxed entry restrictions. The measures had been in place on travelers from Britain into France due to a new virus variant sweeping through London and southern England. The two-day blockade raised fears of food shortages. And the United Kingdom and the European Union appear to be on the brink of a Brexit deal that will define their future relationship. Sources in London and Brussels say the deal was close as Prime Minister Boris Johnson held a late-night conference call with his cabinet of senior ministers. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID vaccine Wednesday, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of the new variant there that's causing the situation to be very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country, and Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It follows the approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine earlier this month. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, Charles Kushner, a real estate developer, and the father of Trump's son-in-law. In an unusual twist, Trump's advisor, Chris Christie, a former U.S. attorney, prosecuted Charles Kushner. Christie was quoted by CNN as saying Kushner's case was one of the most loathsome and disgusting crimes he had prosecuted. Manafort was convicted as part of the special counsel probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Trump had earlier commuted the criminal sentence of Stone, who was convicted of lying under oath to lawmakers. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days after arriving at his resort in Palm Beach, Florida for the holiday on Wednesday. So far, President Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part or all of the sentences of an additional three people. President Trump also vetoed the Admiral Defense Bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced displeasure with the bill, calling it very weak, saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would rename some military facilities after Confederate leaders. Late Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the lower chamber would vote on December 28th to override Trump's veto. President Trump warned Wednesday he would hold Iran responsible in the event of a fatal attack on Americans in Iraq, as the first anniversary of the killing of a top Iranian general in a U.S. airstrike approaches. This week, two Iran-backed militia groups in Iraq denied responsibility for the rocket attack. For more news, we invite you to join us on our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.